tonight.
It's the Muppet Show with our special guest star,
Josh Freikas.
A 25-cent cigar.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because it's cheap and it stinks.
And now, Pigs in Space!
Featuring the redundant Captain Link Hogthrob, the arbitrary first mate, Miss Piggy, and the ubiquitous Dr. Julius Strangeport. Last week, the spaceship Swine Trek was rapidly approaching the electrifying mid-course correction.
Oh, isn't this electrifying?
Dr. Strangeport, ready to count me down?
Oh, Link, would it be all right if I performed the mid-course correction?
Well...
After all, I did go to school for this particular maneuver for 11 years.
Still, you are a woman.
Yes, Captain, just as you... are a man.
Technically, you're both pigs, but we know what you're talking about.
Oh, Captain, may I please perform the maneuver?
Oh.
Oh, thank you, mon capitaine.
25 seconds to mid-course correction.
Now, First Mate Piggy, don't forget which button to push.
I know which button to push. I studied it for 11 years.
15 seconds.
It's this button right here.
I know it's that button.
10 seconds.
Just push it when he tells you.
I know.
5 seconds.
Don't panic, First Mate Piggy.
Will you shut up?
Don't tell me to shut up. I'm your captain.
Now, push the button. Push the button.
Push the button.
I'm trying to. Just don't shout at me. I'm a lady.
If you don't push that button, I'll push it myself.
No.
There.
You pushed the wrong button, bacon brain. I spent 11 years learning which button to push, and you pushed one of those other buttons.
Captain, you know what that means.
Not.
Yes, I'm afraid so.
You don't mean...
Yes,
undoubtedly.
Does this mean...
Yes, it does.
Tune in last week and miss next week's episode of... Pigs in Space!
There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar, it isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new sound. So deep down in the ground, it's the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms. There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms, because it's new, new sound. So deep down in the ground is a sound that's made by worms.
What?
Look. Look.
Look.
Look.
Radio.
Radio.
Yip.
Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Sam, the American Eagle. I would just like to say a few words about nudity in the world today. And I, for one, am just appalled by it. Why, did you know that underneath their clothing, the entire population of the world is walking around completely naked? Is that disgusting? And it's not just people, although goodness knows that's bad enough, but animals too. Even cute little doggies and pussycats can't be trusted underneath their fur, absolutely naked. And it's not just the quadrupeds either. Birds too, yes. Beneath our fine feathers, birds wear nothing. Nothing at all. Could someone hand me a robe?
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
he thought they were alone, he said,
"There's oil under this studio, see? I'm gonna tear it to the ground, see? Sweet, sweet oil, see?"
People still talk like that?
Maybe that's just how he sounded in my head. Either way, we've got to find Kermit. He'll know what to do.
Welcome back to Follow the Money. The Muppets are back and being terrorized by an evil oil executive in their new movie. Liberal Hollywood depicting a successful businessman as evil, that's not new. Joining me now, Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. Dan, let's point this out. This oil Muppet, evil man that he is called Tex Richman.
Yeah, it's amazing how far the left will go just to stoop to, you know, manipulate your kids to convince them, give the anti-corporate message. I mean, this is a Muppet movie. For goodness sakes, the only thing green that should be up on that screen should be Kermit the Frog.
And so what's actually going on here? I mean, I'll put it out there. Is liberal Hollywood using class warfare to kind of brainwash our kids?
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been doing it for decades. I mean, Hollywood, the left, the media, they hate the oil industry. They hate corporate America. And so you'll see all these movies attacking it, whether it's Cars 2, which was another kid's movie, the George Clooney movie, Syriana, There Will Be Blood, all these movies attacking the oil industry, none of them, you know, reminding people that what oil means for most people, which is fuel to, you know, light a hospital or heat your home or maybe fuel an ambulance to get you to the hospital if you need that. And they don't want to tell that story.
That was a great number. I don't care what you say.
I thought it was dumb.
Maybe you're right.
Question for Kermit. Kermit, everybody who's seen the film loves it. It's suitable for kids. It's suitable for parents.
Great.
But I've got to ask you how you felt when, I think it was Eric Bolling from Fox News said it was pushing a dangerous liberal agenda and trying to brainwash children.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's so dangerous. It's so afraid. No, you know, it's a funny thing. They were concerned about us having some prejudice against oil companies, and I can tell you that's categorically not true. And besides, if we had a problem with oil companies, why would we have spent the entire film driving around in a gas-guzzling Rolls Royce?
He's got a point.
It's almost as laughable as accusing Fox News as, you know, being news.
Boy, that's going to be all over the internet. You are in such deep water.
Yeah, if they take what I say seriously, they got a real big problem.
Mary, surprise!
Harry, I've gone home. I love you, but you need to decide. Are you a man or a Muppet?
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction?
Right now, I don't want to leave Walter. Go. He needs me.
I don't know, sweetheart.
I don't know.
He seems pretty happy.
Yeah, good job.
Am I a man or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet? Muppet. Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
I love you so much.
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
You don't let the most important person in your world slip away.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize.
What if people laugh at me?
The one I see inside.
Just because you haven't found your talent yet doesn't mean you don't have one.
It's time for me to decide. Am I a man? Or am I a Muppet? If I'm a Muppet, well, I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
You always believe in other people.
Or am I a man?
Am I a
Sooner
man?
Or later, you gotta believe in yourself.
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
That's what growing up is, becoming who you want to be.
Here I go again, I'm always running out of time. I think I made up my mind.
And I don't care what anybody says.
Now I understand who I am.
I believe in you.
I'm a man.
I'm a Muppet.
I'm a Muppet of a
so sorry.
Gary.
Mary.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
Why, you old fool.
What?
I'm not your son and my name's not Shine.
He calls me an old fool.
What's wrong with you?
It's either this show or indigestion. I hope it's indigestion.
Why?
It'll get better in a little while.
And now I am pleased and proud to present those princesses of poultry, Carmella and friends.
There you go, ladies. Anyone seen Carmella? No? All right, ladies, enjoy yourself now. There you go.
The most beautiful music of all isn't Mozart or bebop or swing. It's the music that no one can sing. It's called noise. The most beautiful music there isn't country or western or jazz. It's the music that most of all has lots of noise. Yeah. I'd happily kick in the shin any person who plays violin, and I gladly will send to the moon any dingbat who plays the bassoon. The most beautiful music I know isn't opera or ragtime or rock. It's the music that makes you yell yuck. It's called noise. Now whether you like it or lump it, I just love to melt down every trumpet. And I only can stand a soprano when there's marshmallow in her piano. Though I hate the clarinet, you bet. Though I like the oboe novo, the most beautiful music of all. Now pay careful attention, my dears, is the music that punctures your ears. It's called come close, girls and boys, what old Oscar enjoys. It's thrill never cloys, it's much better than toys. It's called noise, 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 noise. Beautiful noise.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me.
I see a little silhouette of a clam. Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening.
Me, 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 me.
Galileo,
me, 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 me.
Galileo, Galileo, Figaro.
I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family. Sparing his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Manama, no.
Let me throw.
Manama, no. They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
Manama, no. They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no! Vernigini, Vernigini!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Does anyone know if there is a part for me? For me, for me!
So they tell us this video's going too fast! All I know is we're not.
Wave.